Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. This is Pastor Scott Jones coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I'm coming to you today, a few days shy of the 4th of July. July has already begun, and if you were wondering if it had begun, go outside and feel how warm it is. It is certainly, we are in the midst of summer. And as the 4th of July approaches, it's appropriate that we would be thinking about, especially those of us in the United States, thinking about and giving thanks for the freedoms that we enjoy. For those of us who happen to have been born here in the U.S., that we are entitled to some freedoms that were hard fought for, and we enjoy those liberties, and many of us take we take them for granted each and every day. So as the 4th of July approaches, I encourage you to give thanks for the liberties and the freedoms that you have, to give thanks for the nation in which we find ourselves. If you are watching this and are a U.S. Resident, and give thanks for those who have ensured that those liberties not only have been granted, but that are preserved for us. Now, as Lutherans, we think of freedom and liberties through a different lens. Luther wrote on the freedom of the Christian that our freedom, our liberty, doesn't come from our nationhood. It doesn't come from where we were born. Our freedom comes through Christ. And we are freed from our sin through the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And because of that freedom, or through that freedom, we are freed from the law. We are no longer captive to the law. And as a result, we have the freedom to keep the law. Not in order to earn our freedom, but because we have been made free through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are now free to live the way that God desires for us to live. And that is loving the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. So as we prepare to celebrate the freedom that we enjoy as residents and citizens of the United States of America, I encourage you to also remember and give thanks and celebrate the freedom that you have as a child of God, forgiven by God, by the power of the crucifixion and resurrection, freedom to live like Christ, freedom to live loving our gracious Lord and loving one another. Thanks be to God for the freedoms that we all enjoy. And happy 4th of July. Look forward to seeing you in worship this weekend, if you're able to join us in person or online, and or next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care and stay cool.